In its trade war with China, the Trump White House is singling out Huawei as one of the bad guys. That's the Chinese smartphone company, one of the biggest in the world. The Wall Street Journal reports today that the Justice Department is working on a criminal investigation. The suspicion is that Huawei is stealing trade secrets from U.S. partners. Beijing is not happy with the news. Josephine Wolf is a cybersecurity expert at the Rochester Institute of Technology. She says allegations against Huawei go back a few years, but this investigation, if it's opened, would be something new.
There were accusations that Huawei had stolen intellectual property about a robot that T-Mobile was using for quality control in manufacturing mobile phones. And the accusations, which a jury later found Huawei guilty of, were that the company had sort of stolen proprietary intellectual property from T-Mobile, presumably in order to use it in their own factories or with their own phones, because Huawei is also a mobile phone manufacturer. And a jury did later find Huawei guilty in the civil case that ended in May 2017. And the new news here is that there's this criminal investigation around the same incident as well.
Yeah, so why is it being brought up again if it seemed to have been settled back in 2017?
I think that's a really important question. And at this point, mostly we can just speculate that it's perhaps related to the way in which the Trump administration has really been looking for fights with China, especially around technology and tech companies. And there are a lot of different reasons that might be the case. One of the things that the administration has brought up over and over again is this possibility that there could be security risks to Huawei's technology, but that's really not at issue here in this case, which is just about the theft of intellectual property, which has also been a recurring concern out of China, but a concern that has really died down a lot prior to the Trump presidency. In the sort of post-2014, 2015 years, there was a really strong sense that the espionage activity coming out of China had dropped, especially when it came to intellectual property theft, probably because that was around the moment when we saw Chinese tech companies like Huawei get interested in entering sort of North American and European markets in a serious way.
I mean, the national security threats aren't just in the U.S. Poland, as you know, arrested a Huawei executive and charged him with espionage. And we're also seeing now that Oxford University suspended donor ties with Huawei. So you see these concerns as real, or is it a wave of paranoia that's kind of breaking?
I don't know that I would characterize it as a wave of paranoia. My best guess would be that what you're seeing are close allies of the United States government take actions that have been strongly encouraged by the United States government. It's possible that this is something that the Polish government decided to act on of its own volition, but I think it's also possible that the Polish government, which is one of the European governments with closer ties to the Trump administration, has been encouraged or inspired by United States efforts in this arena. I think it's also possible that there was something very strange going on with that employee who was arrested in Poland and who was later fired by Huawei. And it's possible that he was a spy working for the Chinese government. And, you know, it's hard to sort of characterize whether that's a one-off incident or characteristic of a larger wave within China.
What is unique about the way the Trump administration is putting pressure on Huawei and other Chinese tech companies?
Well, I think what's unique about it is that it's reached the level of arrests and really extreme tariffs. Right under the Obama administration, we had an indictment filed by the Department of Justice back when sort of this civil case was coming, and we knew that there was a lot of espionage that charged some officers of the People's Liberation Army with cyber espionage directed at U.S. companies. But we never saw anything reach the point of arresting executives or trying to restrict the ability of Chinese companies to purchase microchips. And the Trump administration has taken a much, much, much more aggressive stance.
Josephine Wolf, a cybersecurity expert at the Rochester Institute of Technology. Thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.